Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So we're all hoping for a bit of fine weather at the weekend, and for many people that might mean packing up the buckets and spades and heading to the beach. But large numbers of barrel jellyfish have been spotted by sea swimmers washed up all along the coastline. And I'm joined now by Ken O'Sullivan, documentary filmmaker and underwater cameraman. Hello, Ken.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm good, but I'm a little bit worried about these jellyfish because we have in our family had a run-in in the past with jellyfish, which ruined a day out at the beach. Are they dangerous, these guys?
Come here. Don't worry for a second. Get in and enjoy our beautiful seas in Ireland. Not a thing. Look, so barrel jellyfish, I think it's a report with Lorna Figgins and Tom Doyle that have been washing up in the last few months on the south coast, predominantly, I think, in Ireland. No, they're harmless. They're our largest jellyfish that we see in Irish waters, in around about 30, 40 centimetres a foot, but they can sometimes grow bigger. Occasionally they live through winter and then they continue to grow. But look, I know I'm biased. I love jellyfish. I think they're beautiful, elemental creatures.
Yeah, you see, what I'm worried about is you're harmless and my harmless might be different.
Well, do you know what? I mean, I swim most days, like a lot of people know. And last summer, I was getting a lot of having a lot of conversations with swimmers that were worried about jellyfish. So I put a video up on my Instagram. And there's about 7 species in Ireland, right? And almost all of them, 5 of them certainly, they either don't sting or their stings are so mild. It's like a kind of a mild nettle sting. So the 2 to be worried about are the Portuguese men of war, which you'll always see because they have this air sac which they use as a sail. Now, they were only first seen in Ireland about 4 years ago, perhaps, and they're very rare. The more common one that will sting you is the lion's mane jellyfish. Now, usually that's kind of east and southeast coast. So the last few years we've seen them on the west coast. But look, talk to your lifeguards. If you're going to a beach, they'll be getting reports. Just keep a lookout for them. I almost never get stung. I think a lot of it is clear. It's like, if a wasp flies around you, what do? Do you close your eyes and flail your arms? Or do you sit still and gently move away? Mm-hmm. And, I'm chasing after these creatures, trying to film them. And I suppose I just kind of, if you just look at them and take your time, then your chances of being stung are much less.
Just ignore them.
Yeah, to a degree. Now, there was great research done, by the way, with Dr. Tom Doyle in University of Galway a few years ago about what to do if you do get stung, and they found actually that vinegar was probably the best thing that you can do. So if it's particularly lion's mane, just spray some vinegar on it. Try not to touch it because they have these little cetanophores, they're called, that if you touch them, it's an involuntary reaction by the jelly. It fires these little harpoons with toxins into you. So put some some vinegar on first, and then after a while, water as hot as you can tolerate it. I always bring a bottle of vinegar and a heat pack in the car, but, I've had it there 3 or 4 years. I've never had to use it.
So you don't touch the sting because that can cause more pain, and you pour the vinegar over and then the heat.
And then the heat, that's right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about weeing on them, Ken?
No, it's not true. It's not true. I've seen people do it, actually. It's a wonderful thing to watch.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work, no. That's been disproved, yeah. But
going back to
an interesting thing about barrel jellies is that scientists tell me that they don't want to say jellyfish numbers are increasing because the methodology that they used for research in the 1970s and 80s is so different to what they do now. So they can't stand over it. But anecdotally, they will tell you and anyone in the sea that we are at times seeing increasing jellyfish numbers. But one of the things that the barrel jellies, sometimes you get these juvenile fish that take shelter inside in their barrel, and they swim around with them because they get kind of protection, and then they eat little bits of food that are trapped in the jellyfish's legs and tentacles. And some scientists did some research a few years ago that showed that the increase in jellyfish numbers is consequently causing an increase in fish numbers. Because if you think half a dozen juvenile fish in every barrel jelly and maybe 500,000 barrel jellies in the North Atlantic, it's a kind of an odd reverse thing that the decline in their jellyfish predators, like turtles and leatherback turtles, has led to an increase probably in jellyfish numbers, which perversely is probably helping fish stocks.
Because they're providing a little home for the smaller
exactly.
fish.
Yeah. They're actually in our last programme of our series on Sunday evening. We do a scene with our barrel jellyfish and other jellyfish in Irish waters. But you'll see the little fish sheltering inside their tentacles in their barrels.
Ken, it's lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much. We'll be less scared, but we might keep the vinegar and the heat pack in the car and we'll, you know, take the advice from the expert. North Atlantic, you mentioned it there. It's on RT1 this Sunday at 6:30. It's a beautiful series. We were talking to Ken about it here on the programme. Well worth a watch, 6:30 on Sunday or on the RTE player. Now, we've been to the beach. Next up, we're going to be barbecuing with Brian McDermott. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.